Why the swimsuit, Dave?
You invited me over for a dip.
I meant hell of a good dip.
Ooh, dip!
Mmm, French onion.
Grab a chip and dive in.
Cannonball!
Did I say dive? I meant dip.
Not just good, hell of a good, in 7 delicious flavors.
A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is completely run by trained idiots, unless you mean the disabled population, of which there are 1 million of us and growing. Don't be afraid to add yourself to the heap. Anyway, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking. I tuned to the wrong podcast. Well, I'm going to find them, trust us. That won't work. We just want to tell you that the opinions of the host are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by trained idiots. We don't trust us either, but we do trust us. We trust in us. But we have other idiots in the control booth. Wait, the program's starting now, as in now? Oh, crap. I'm late. Oh, well.
For Monday, July 23rd, 2018. Live from AMC Press & Co. Studios in New York.
It's the Satirical Challenge Show!
Tonight, we grapple with the possibility of clones. Pink Hood and Red Hood are at odds about Apple and their competitor Samsung in a fiery and funny debate. Then, in our main topic tonight, is in India. Why did India wake up so late to a child rape and murder case? Pink Hood reports. And also, across the pond, we end our show with dealing with disability claims that are owed £340 million. Who is going to be held accountable? All this and more on tonight's episode, episode 749, Science Fiction Comes to Life. And now, on with the show!
Welcome back, Red Hood.
Thank you very much, Pinkwood. It's been a while.
Yes.
I mean, I taxed down in Heathrow just about an hour ago. It feels good to be back home.
Yeah.
I guess. You know,
yeah.
I was stateside for a while. I had to be back home. I missed the bean and mash and the taters and the top and the fish and chips and this program. I had to come back. I mean, I tried to.
Of course.
I tried not to, but, you know.
I think we have to get on with this whole.
And we have to get on. So,
yeah, about cloning and how is this going to benefit people?
Well, if
I get Orphan Black.
No, I get the whole.
Life.
No. I get the whole. I'm going to clone a sheep now, and it's going to be.
Not necessarily. But if they cloned a sheep, what's stopping them from possibly doing it to humans?
No. Wait, are you telling me that the Sutter sheep are actually becoming human?
They could now do it to human embryos, so...
Wait, back up. I'm used to sleeping with sheep, not transforming into sheep.
I don't think
not good.
People transform, but I think there's an issue because now you could design your embryo.
Wait, you can design your own sheep?
No, I don't think sheep are involved, unfortunately.
So number 7 isn't coming back to life?
No, I don't think so.
Not anytime soon?
Not in this lifetime, Redhead.
Wait a second. I've been off all this time, and all you said to me was, when coming back, we're dealing about cloning. You didn't say what kind of animal. You just said...
This means that people could play God, remember?
Wait. First it was the internet. Now it's fucking cloning.
Yeah, apparently.
Just one more thing I actually have to learn.
Unfortunately.
Oh, God. When will it end? Anyway. Tell me more.
It doesn't sound good, if you really think about it.
It doesn't sound good. Look, nothing sounds good until it's fantastic.
Fantastic to clean...
It's not fantastic, but you know what I mean.
Humans?
It's more reprehensible.
Major issue because of cloning people?
How do you think you get twins?
That's not cloning. Clones. No, they aren't. That's not clones.
That's not?
No.
Because I swear I could see double every day.
No, that's not clones.
Damn it. So,
clones are something entirely.
Entirely
clones
what? Different?
They take your DNA, and then there will be multiple Red Hoods going about.
Oh, no. Oh,
oh
no.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No. No.
No. Yes.
No.
No. Or they could make it where those who could possibly be different don't have a certain defect. Yeah.
No.
It's possible.
Are you telling me that my violin skills would be cloned into another person?
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, we have other problems. All right. I'm going to go on holiday to Canada. That's my next spot. So you're saying also... Wait, so are you saying also that there's not going to be a world without a Down system, a person with Downs?
If people have the means to try to clone or try to replicate embryonic cells, what's the chance of that stopping someone from doing something, from cloning a person? Or anything else for that matter.
Okay. Like I said at the top of the show, if they could clone a sheep, what else could they possibly clone? I mean, honestly...
People? People.
Could you clone...
People. Oh. Think about it. Sci-fi comes to life. That one little thing that people discuss about, is cloning possible? If there are different ways for people to end up finding out new ways of having cloning done, or even cloning embryonic cells, you know what it could cause.
But the first thing that was ever cloned was a sheep, is my point.
Yes, but there's a lot of advancements, which means what could happen with a lot of advancements?
More shit.
Yeah. How likely is it that someone would take the opportunity to clone people?
Yes, in 1996.
Yes. Along with other organizations
was born December 22nd.
Yeah.
CC, a carbon copy. Oh, yes. It was also for a cat as well. Cat
right.
cloned.
So, what's the chances of other people trying to clone other animals just for the sake of, or even trying to adapt and design children? How?
Okay. Then what would be all right? All right. All right.
Which is a very controversial topic.
Okay.
How likely is it that someone could come up with that?
Pinkwood, it's likely, but are you suggesting that the same thing that was done with animals be done with humans?
If they're developing it now, this is where people can search and do. And then it definitely gives an opportunity of what it could lead to potential, to either, it could either be very good or be very bad.
Oh my
and
lord.
It's a very rocky, very...
Obviously, it's a very rocky subject, but, like, nobody's saying... Like,
and
saying,
because it's so controversial, no one... It's something that people do not want to discuss.
Then why are we discussing it?
Because if this could also change how people feel about persons with different abilities. Does lead to that too. So if they could design embryos, what could these embryos be used for? What could they do with those embryos?
They could mass produce them. They can get rid of... Are you saying
ailments?
They can get rid of disabilities?
You don't know. We have no idea what... If this could be... What use of can be... This research can do as a whole. If you think about it, how would you know?
No.
How would anyone
how would
know?
We know?
Right. How will we know?
We wouldn't know.
We don't.
No, we wouldn't.
Right. How will we know?
But
we have no idea.
What's very scary and apparent to me is that, like, if you could clone sheep,
yeah,
then
how likely is it for people to attempt to change people? Because we have no idea. People could want to do different things too. It's not to frighten people, but certainly can lead to more.
I mean, it's frightening me because half the shit that I, you know, do every day is not something that I'm proud of.
Right. So, if they're saying we're going to try to change people or change, have designer children or whatever, which is so freaky and.
Well,
it's
designer
nothing,
children.
Meaning you could change, get rid of I don't know, of different things that the person may not want. Could even lead to changing a child's eye color. Could lead to a lot of traits being designed to a parent. wants and desires.
But they've talked about this for years.
Heavily scrutinized, which was heavily scrutinized and of itself. So it's very difficult to see someone just going out of their way and it's great that they're studying this. It's another if it's put into real life.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy because, like, so many people, so many things are happening. I mean, even sci-fi, alright? So, I don't know if you watch this thing called Orphan Black, but they had, like, eight different clones from eight different continents, and you couldn't tell which one was which, played by one person.
Yes, that was TV. This would be put into real life. A real life clone club?
I'm not ready.
Neither am I. Love the series.
I'm not ready for real life. No, it's one thing to write it. It's another thing to see it.
Yeah.
Done. It's
scary enough.
It's
that's like
scary.
It's frightening. Frightening.
Well,
definitely frightening when you could focus and go, okay, how does this affect? How will this affect millions of people? This could either be used in ways that people probably have not thought of too.
I mean, how many people do we ever, you know, think of when it comes to cloning?
Not many. Other than sheep, none. None comes to mind.
None is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, It is one of those things I just I cringe at because it's one thing to write about, it's another thing to read about, you know.
It's another thing for someone to want to put into place as a actual. As an actual
thing,
put into real life situation. That's so crazy. I just can't even see it being put out into a real life situation. That doesn't sit well with me.
I mean, it doesn't sit well with me, and I'm over here just lost for words. I can't.
It's crazy.
I can't. But we do have to move on. I mean,
yes.
And we do have to tell our listeners, listen, the subject that we're going to go into is about India, and it's about something that everybody is extremely uncomfortable doubly uncomfortable talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Which is rape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming back to the podcast, James handed me this, and I was just like, yeah, we'll do this. It's not what I wanted to end up on my first podcast back, but, you know, okay. It was it's extremely important, and you'll find out soon enough why. Pinkwood?
Okay, Red Hood. There has been a case was recently reported that there a 12-year-old young child with Down syndrome was drugged and gang raped by at least 22 men. And per their statute of limitation,
Per their rape laws.
Yeah. The rape laws are very stringent.
The thing is that between the United States, the UK, and India, they're extremely different, but they all contain one thing. They all contain the word life.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing is that hundreds of cases in the United States, hundreds of cases in India, hundreds of cases in the UK, hundreds of cases around the world are getting reported every day. More cases in India are getting reported. Hundreds of cases in India are reported every day. And
right.
More than 100.
Yeah, within. Yeah.
And
this has sparked. Go ahead, Redhead.
I mean, I'm struggling because.
We all are struggling.
At this point, it's okay to struggle with this because in a generation of. That's happening now in the Me Too generation, in anything where women's rights are involved. It's hard to fathom that in India, they're about 100 years backwards. The fact is that in their laws, we did look into this. It's called the the Indian Penal Code Act. And under subsection G, anybody who commits gang rape shall be punished with a rigorous imprisonment term which shall not be less than 10 years but may be for life, as also shall be liable to a fine, provided that the court is adequate for special reasons to be mentioned in judgment to impose a sentence of imprisonment of either description for less than 10 years. The first explanation came at this, where a woman is raped with 12, one or more persons in the group, with furthering the common intention, each person shall be deemed to have been committed gang rape, which means in the second explanation, yes, it took us a while to understand this too. So if you're listening in the middle of the day and you want to put your earphones down, we understand.
Yeah,
but we will continue. However, the second explanation for a woman or children institution, which means that whether it's called an orphanage or a home for neglected women or widows or any other name, which shall be established and maintained for the reception of women or children. 3,
right.
A hospital, which means that the precedent hospital includes any precincts or institutions for the reception and treatment of the person who is certainly convalescent or persons requiring medical attention or rehabilitation. Now, if we boil this down, right?
Right.
Yes. It means that something called a rape kit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is not. I don't know if. Okay. We don't know at this time whether that is a thing in India or not. But it is a thing in the United States. It is a thing in the UK. It is a thing all around the world. However, what we're so concerned about over here is why now are they just catching up to this? And then why does the person who has a disability always get raped? Two things. And the thing is that there are conflicting reports about the girl's age. At the time, Times of India reported that she was 12, while others gave her ages 11. 11 or 12, okay?
She's still a young child
this point. And the other thing is that she was examined and treated on Sunday at a hospital which determined that she had been raped by multiple men, according to the paper.
And
which
this
paper?
Also
Times of India, probably.
Yeah, probably. Which we have already checked and doesn't believe that it's off, which is unfortunate that this story
could
be taken down. This has to get out and be out there. And when we're backtracking and looking into this,
they took it down because they were afraid.
Right.
The fact is that the Times of India is not officially India's newspaper, I think. But if we do get this wrong, we will correct ourselves on whenever this case is solved, we will have an answer. And we will let you know. But the thing is that the police said three men videotaped the second assault.
That's
even worse.
Horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
I mean, it's like, and this is not something that, you know, why is it that the rape culture in India gets more attention than the rapes around the world? That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's fine me going to a kebab place and eating curry, right? But I would stop even eating anything if somebody told me this. I'd be like, what? The thing is that I don't support it, and the fact is that Sharon Bosco, who is a non-profit of the Nakashera, told the local Indian outlet DT Next that she hopes that the trial is over quickly for the girl's sake. The fact is that rape and assault is not right.
Nope.
On
nope.
any level. Neither is child trafficking, by the way. But this is a first on AMC Crossing Code because we've never covered this. And now we can say we have, and we will continue that.
And more, there's a lot that has to be done. Especially
it's a lot to unpack.
The culture itself has to, the Indian culture it's a lot of different There's so much that goes on that cultures have. It definitely makes you think and go, okay, in comparison, there's a big difference.
I mean, it's very
and this ended up getting international attention for a reason, because it can't be just continue. It can't continue to be hidden either.
Well, nobody's saying that it should be hidden.
Right.
Everybody's saying that, obviously, if they're reporting about
right.
it, okay?
Right, I'm just saying it's difficult when it's gained national attention, and now those who are seeing it people are reading it. If it got HuffPost attention and an Australian newspaper, that's a big deal.
Well...
because people need to hear about this. This isn't covered on our news, how else are people going to hear about this and try to remedy and try and be more informed about it, too?
Right.
Now, what is going on with Apple and...
I mean to switch it up. You know, something a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Dinkud.
Yeah.
What is the deal? What is your beef with Apple? Why
I never said
you...
I had beef. I had beef. But
oh, yes, you did.
Oh, we're going to need a 90-minute podcast for this one.
No. I don't think that you're going to need a 90-minute podcast. I think that this is going to be solved.
Yeah, beef on Apple.
I never said I had beef. I think there's been issues with Apple's data... throttling their new Macs, making where it sounds as if it's going to go boom.
What do you mean, explode like a Samsung phone?
Yeah, but just in larger form.
Make it.
What do you mean in
like?
Like a MacBook Pro, go boom.
Perform like a $300 computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $200 computer, like TP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference between dynamite and an exploding MacBook?
I don't want to.
One's cheaper.
I do want to.
One's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Oh, that's
true.
You can't go. No.
Yeah, I'm right there.
I'm trying to recover. It's just like a hatchet. But, you know, I think that the other thing is that, but what's the difference? I mean, really, what's the difference between something like that
iOS,
and an Apple?
iOS compared to a Apple, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, like Mac OS and iOS are two completely different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're also two different...
One focuses on design, the other one makes sure that nothing goes boom. So,
yeah.
Now if you want to think about something that might go boom, don't know how good that would be.
No, I don't think, you know, going boom is definitely not the answer. I mean,
nope.
if we were to hold a survey, the survey would say, how many things can we say, oh, okay, that's great. But when it came to everybody, because this show runs on Macs, okay?
That may not be everyone with the Mac, but...
It may not be everybody, but it's most of us.
I'm going to let you all in a little secret. I'm not running this on a Mac.
Of course you're
mm-hmm.
not.
The one PC guy in here. Personal computer.
Actually, no. One of our other interns has a PC. Two. But at the same time, I think that when it comes to different things, I think that the more intelligent thing is why did it have design
it gets so hot you gotta put it in a cooler to make it work properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
They're
going to
say got a walk-in cooler. See.
Oh mm-hmm. my lord. Oh, it gets so hard that like you can't just rise above it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know, before I switched to a Mac, I kind of went and said, I need to switch to a Mac because my PC was falling apart. But, you know, in that sense, a Mac is sexier. It's only sexy if you know how to work it properly.
So it's sexier.
Oh,
what would Windows be?
It works.
It works, exactly. I mean, they're both, okay, to put this mildly, they're both really good computers.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it really is these days. Like it's
what you prefer. Let's
mm-hmm.
just say that. It is not anything.
It's no longer where it's like creativity or work.
Right.
Both do creative things on both.
Most people in the world really I think what happens is that it's all about what you do and
mm-hmm.
which creative endeavor you want to pursue. That's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. It's that. It's not. It's not anything else.
Right.
In a way, it's what do you prefer and how do you prefer it?
Right.
Yep.
Pretty much. Because at the end of the day, you could say Max are sexier. Does that mean that Max are really sexy? Or does it mean that when it comes down to it,
when it comes down to it, what?
When it comes down to it, the type of computer that you pick is something that is for what you do as a career.
I guess it's all based upon what you get too.
Right. And it's all about what you get and what you do. I think that that's really it. Because if you wanted your thing to go boom,
right,
wouldn't you actively just say, oh yeah, I'm going to just toss it in the Thames, or I'm going to toss it in the Nile, I'm going to toss it anywhere but here.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... Like, you can toss an apple.
I'm going to toss it in Delaware.
Right, I'm going to toss it in Delaware.
Hey, apple toss in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And then it will literally go and say, oh yes, I've crossed the Delaware. I've also crossed the Niagara Falls. Next is the Paris Canal. Shall we keep going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yet, the other thing about it is that really, in anything, you cross it, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the design flaws, I mean...
Right.
Did I mention this computer is $2,700?
What? Your computer?
The MacBook.
Or Mac.
$2,700.
$2,700? Don't you mean $1,000?
Nope.
$2,700.
Might as well be 27,000.
Right.
If it's, they better think, I tell you this, if they wanted me to actually upgrade to a responsible Mac.
Probably should fix this.
They probably should fix this. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're startling your the cooling system does not sound good. It sounds like a disaster.
The cooling
waiting to happen.
It sounds like it went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
you buy a Ferrari and it ends up sounding like a Honda.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like one of those souped up street racing Hondas.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Probably not good for,
Probably not good at all.
I mean, no. And the other thing is that,
But yeah, we're going to just I think it's about that time we head on out.
Well, we need to head out because we have more. Now that I'm back, we have more stuff to ransack and more stuff to really do. Listen, I mean, I might be getting caught with Kathy Bates and the clown that sleeps in that.
Don't you mean it?
No, I don't mean that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay.
No. There's another clown named Wen. There's another clown named Wen and his twin Wer.
And his sibling Y.
Yes, exactly. When, where, and why. They're fantastic people. They entertain at birthday parties. And they really, 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 honestly, that's what we got for next week. Misery and three clowns in who, when, what, and why. We'll see you in a week. I'm glad to be back, and,
I'm gonna go find that next kayak.
Bye.
Take on your day the sweet way with the new brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. Cold steep for 12 hours with a sweetness that'll charm the taste buds off the go-getter in you. That's right, bold and sweet have finally come together in a deliciously infused cold brew that's naturally flavored and totally smooth. Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew. Bold meets sweet. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Take on your day the sweet way with the new brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. Cold steep for 12 hours with a sweetness that'll charm the taste buds off the go-getter in you. That's right, bold and sweet have finally come together in a deliciously infused cold brew that's naturally flavored and totally smooth. Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew. Bold meets sweet. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.